Mark McHugh, the championship about to get underway for Donegal. A lot of people tipping Donegal to win comfortably against Fermanagh, but I'm sure the Erin County will put up a very stern test to Rory Gallagher's side.
Yeah, definitely. No, we hadn't a close game in the Ulster Championship yet. Probably the closest was Fermanagh against Antrim, which is 6 points. I think the rest of them are averaging ending up over 11 points. I think this is going to be the first real test. It's Fermanagh have a game under their belt, and Donegal are going out for the first match. Yeah, so look, we don't know what I expect from either team. Donegal had a very bad finish to the league. We lost 5 games in a row. You know, and that's not a good habit to get into. So, just home advantage will make that difference, but it's going to be close.
Can we expect a tentative start from Donegal to try and get themselves bedded in early on?
I expect both teams to go defensive. That's the way Ulster teams go. So I expect both teams to go defensive. So the first half will be kind of one of them cat and mouse games, and conditions have a bearing on it as well. You know, you'd expect the pitch to be in great shape with the weather, but if they do come rain or anything else, that'll make it very slippy on top. But yeah, I expect, it was interesting start. And the other thing is, a goal will be a very big score. It always is a big score in an Ulster Championship game, but I feel it'll be a big score in this game.
How key is the midfield going to be? No Neil Gallagher, we haven't seen him all year. And how vital an area is that going to turn out to be on Sunday?
Well, suppose the big thing you say is you look at the Fermanagh midfield, and I feel that Owen Donnelly's up there with the best midfielders in the country. And then there's Ryan Jones, who's a very good worker in the midfield with him. I think that Fermanagh midfield is, maybe after Kerry midfield, is as good a midfield that's in the country, because we don't have that strong a midfielders in the country. So it's going to be a big battle in that area, but there'll be a lot of bodies in that area, around that area. But yeah, it'll be important if teams push up on the kickouts, if the kickouts go long, it'll be important for Donegal to have a strategy there to bypass the middle of the field if they can. But yeah, midfield's going to be important. The other thing, I suppose, is the sweepers again is going to be important. And Fermanagh dropped the centre half forward actually and play him. I think he's McMahon. They play him as sweeper. So that means Donegal centre half back, whoever's going to be, will be the sweeper. And that'll be an important role as well. So, you know, it's a different one. Maybe most teams take sweepers from midfielders or maybe the centre back. It seems like Fermanagh take the sweeper actually from centre forward.
And can we expect maybe Donegal to come through this and later on show the difference between playing in a top flight and a league compared to where Fermanagh were in Division 2?
Well, that's what you'd expect Donegal to do that. The other thing is, even though Fermanagh are saying they have a good record in Ballybofey, I think Donegal have a great record in Ballybofey. And the fact that the game is in Ballybofey, I think, is an advantage to Donegal. They're training there and everything else. That should be an advantage. It's just how teams cope with... how Fermanagh cope with Michael Murphy and Patrick McBrearty if Murphy plays inside, and then the other side, how Donegal cope with Thomas Corrigan and Seamus Quigley. And that's what it'll come down to. You know, that's exactly what it'll come down to, how they cope with that there. And I just think, yeah, and they end up the experience in that with Donegal. And I think Donegal need to go through the front door. They need to go that route, where Fermanagh, the backdoor route, wouldn't be a bad route for them.
Is there more pressure then finally on Donegal this weekend than Fermanagh?
It's probably, yeah, they are. You're one of the favourites. You're playing at home, it's your first game. You're hot favourites for the match. Yeah, definitely pressure. But them players are well used to playing and them conditions. And we know they've had a great record in Ulster. Have had a brilliant record in Ulster so far. Just a bunch of players in Donegal. And the old Donegal people, nothing. But look, it's always good to get off start with a winning start. And then, you know, if you do win that and then you end up playing Mullin, the pressure will be kind of off you that way. So yeah, it's a big game, pressure game. But these are the games you have to have leaders and you have to get out there and win it. And I still think that it'll be close, but I think Donegal will just about get over the line.